Let's see if we can get in one more set of pros and cons. When I say one more set, at least one more pro, one more con. And we'll continue to look at this over time. I tell you, let me ask you, do you have mixed feelings about this issue? Or are you pretty much decided one way or the other? Either absolutely, there should be no animal testing, or absolutely, there needs to be animal testing. Are you clearly on one side or the other? Or do you find that sometimes you feel pretty strongly, yeah, I think we should, and then you realize, well, no, I guess I don't feel that strongly either way. And you both go back and forth, or you just always have mixed emotions about this, different thoughts about it. And I think that emotion does come into play, too. All right, here's another con. Letting us know that animal tests may mislead researchers into ignoring potential cures and treatments. The next pro will say animals themselves benefit from the results of animal testing. Is that both of those sound like they're worth considering, right? Okay, well, I tell you what. I really enjoyed Rhonda Vincent when she was a guest on my program several years ago. And I tell you, I really appreciate, as I've said before, Morris Museum, and I should say, ultimately, Mr. Morris, because I'm guessing that he is the one ultimately responsible for saying, hey, let's let that happen. And so many thanks to you, Mr. Morris, for the number of guests that have been on my program, Little Roy and Lizzie Long and so many others, including, as I mentioned, the award-winning Rhonda Vincent. It's not just that I had the opportunity to speak with them, with professional musicians who are great at what they do. I have enjoyed every one of these people, as humans. They have just been awesome. I mean, truly, truly awesome. And so it's been just a great experience for me to have spoken with them again. I really appreciate you, Mr. Morris, for having made so many of these great interviews possible for me. Rhonda Vincent is, as I mentioned, award-winning. And when I say award-winning, we're talking about someone who has just truly won the big-time awards with her voice, beautiful voice. And so I want to go out today letting us hear a little of her voice, Rhonda Vincent. This is one that you haven't heard me play before. So let's hear this now as we get ready to go out. And remember to join me again tomorrow when we get ready to hear from Angela Marshall as she will talk about achieving success.
I know. One for me
and
one for you.
Well, how to handle it when some people don't like your success. Here's Rhonda Vincent.
Well, it's snowing in Miami and it's hailing in LA. Money's growing like green apples on the tree. I've been hanging out with Elvis. Yeah, and all my bills are paid. And they're giving away Cadillacs for free. The whole time you kiss me, I don't miss it like you think I do. I've forgotten you, how you helped me, and it felt like it's what you were born to do. If I lie enough, it might come true. I've forgotten you. There's a million things about you I don't remember anymore. Like that time we got that cabin up in
Boulder. Rhonda Vincent, I've forgotten you.
Remember how you kissed me up against that old oak door. Ain't it funny how things fade right when it's over? Yeah, I'm doomed fine. I sleep just like a little baby every night. I've forgotten you. I've forgotten every single time you kiss me. I don't miss it like you think I do. I've forgotten you. How you helped me and it felt like it's what you were born to do. If I lie enough, it might come true. I've forgotten you.